When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's July 14th, 5:30. Thank you guys for coming up, whatever, it's a Monday. Thank you guys for being here with us this morning. It is so dreary outside. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with the weather this morning.
Is there something, I mean, I don't know, it doesn't seem like anything different. No?
Okay, well, I thought it was a little dreary, but maybe it's just me. How you doing?
I'm good. I feel refreshed. You know, it's crazy what an hour extra of sleep makes. I normally go to bed like at 10, went to bed like 9 last night, and feel refreshed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. So, busy weekend over here. I had Battle for Vegas on Saturday, and yesterday just kind of chilled, but it was a really great turnout. And to everyone who showed up, thank you for being there. We had a really good time. So many fun surprises, raised a ton of money for charity. So yeah, it was a good time. How was your weekend, Steph?
It was good. Oh my God, it was so busy. So I had 3 events on Saturday, and it's not work events. It was just things to do.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, I got ready for the Aces game. Awesome. It was so much fun.
And they won.
And they won by 2 points. We actually left a little early because James is really into sneakers. So we're like, we're going to get over to SneakerCon. And he goes, I've never been. I need to go once in my life. So we rushed over from Mandalay Bay all the way to the convention center. We were there for 30 minutes. We ran into you, Julian, for like a quick second. You met James for a quick second.
Very cool.
And I saw him. You were like making a deal with somebody or something.
I'm all about making deals.
I love that.
You were only there for 30 minutes?
Oh yeah, we were in and out. We knew what we wanted. We didn't find what we wanted, but we did get a couple of things, which was nice. And then Saturday night, I went to the Backstreet Boys concert at the Sphere.
Oh, I can't wait to hear more about that. Oh, I'm so excited for that show. We're going in a couple of weeks. Yeah. We bought tickets when they first went on sale. So yeah, that just all the visuals. I can't wait to hear more about that this morning.
Yes.
That looked incredible.
Same. And then Sunday night, I was so dead. I was like, don't tell me to do nothing for the next 2 weeks.
So Sunday I got dressed and I was like, why did I get dressed? I'm just staying at home. There was no point in this. I'm just going to sit here and then watch the Love Island finale, which was on last night. And so, yeah. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. It was definitely a fun one. And it was funny because on Saturday I had to go to downtown Summerlin for a few minutes because my daughter, she had an eye appointment, and I also had a Labubu drop. Had two people that were buying Labubus. So that happened at the exact same moment of the Pop Mart grand opening in downtown Summerlin, and that line was absolutely insane. It went all the way around the block. Like, the ending reached the beginning, if that makes any sense.
Oh my God, like, so it like almost lapped itself.
It almost did. It was just crazy. It was so funny because Pop Mart had posted the night before all the stuff that they're going to have available. I'm like, there's no way these people are going to all get this stuff. It was, and they had a lot of stuff, but man, there were so many people out there.
You know what's funny? I saw that on IG, and low key, I thought I was going to see you in line. Camped out. I don't know why. I just thought I wouldn't be shocked if you were in line.
No, that's not my deal. I don't like to stand in lines. Definitely not for me.
For example, the H Mart opening up in Chinatown, I was like, Mercedes, have you gone yet? She goes, nope, I'm waiting for the lines to die down.
Yeah, we don't do lines. Yeah. So a lot coming up on the show this morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got another round of Beat Mercedes, and we are going to get you A diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers worth $550. That is happening at 7. And at 7:30, Fantastic Four is coming out. Who wants to go? We've got your sneak peek coming up with tickets. That and so much more. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Buddy Holly by Weezer? Do you want to hear Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega?
Little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary.
Or do you want to hear I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado? Are your choices. All you got to do right now is vote. And you can do that a couple of ways. You can vote on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This weekend, I was hosting Battle for Vegas over at the Las Vegas Ballpark. And thank you to everyone who came out. We raised so much money for charities, like 5 different charities here in Las Vegas. And it was just such a cool event. So many people came out. And there were like a lot of surprise appearances. Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, just showed up. He literally like bought a ticket. And he was like, I just wanted to come check things out. And they're like, well, come on. Like, you don't have to, like, sit with everyone. You can, like, come in on the field. And wow. He's like, is that cool? Are you okay with that? And, like, everyone was like, of course. Oh, my gosh. It was just so funny. And I'm just, like, casually talking to some of the Golden Knights players and the Raiders players. Like, it was completely normal. And that's when it hit me. This kind of thing only happens in Las Vegas, I feel like. It's one of the few cities where a charity softball game turns into an accidental celebrity meet and greet. Like, it was crazy. I still get surprised by it sometimes. Like, you can go to get your coffee and the person standing in front of you is literally a headliner, you know, on the strip. Or you pop into a workout class and the instructor used to be on a reality show. Like, it's yes. crazy. Do you have an Only in Vegas moment where you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this wouldn't happen in any other city. This is crazy. 702-364-9400. When did you say, okay, that was peak Vegas?
I will add on to what you say that I just, you know, I've only been here 2 weeks, but observationally speaking, I noticed the community is really strong. Not to mention, I've had friends tell me, oh, I ran into Mark Wahlberg the other day. Like, it's no big deal yeah. at Caesars or something. But, you know, being new, one thing I've noticed, well, two small things is that you can pump gas and gamble at the same time. Like, literally. Which is still mind-boggling to me.
Go get groceries and gamble, too.
Go get, yeah. exactly. Thank you. And you can also have access to a lot of things. You have people coming up to you all the time trying to sell you stuff. I was at Sourdough last week, and a guy tried it while I was eating mid-sandwich. He was trying to sell me cologne.
Interesting.
I said, do I smell, sir?
No, you just look like a prime target. You're eating your sandwich. Yeah. You're going to smell like onions after you're done. And Facts. So let's get you some cologne.
Well, I appreciate it.
I think at the Aces game this Saturday, I just remembered, we're sitting there and I'm in the game. I'm in the zone. And all of a sudden, my husband is like, oh my God, look who's walking in front of us right now. I'm like, who is that? He goes, that's Savannah James, LeBron James's wife.
Oh, what? I saw that. And Zuri was there too. Yes. Zuri grew up. I was like, what happened?
I'm like, where's the little girl I know? And then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, right in front of us, he goes, James does the same exact thing. He goes, oh, babe, guess who's that? I'm like, I don't know. Who's that? He goes, that's Rich Paul.
Oh, dang.
Adele's fiance. I'm like, stop. No way. He goes, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, you hear James go, Rich, trying to get Rich's attention. He didn't look over. But it's just like I feel like we take these things for granted because it's a little normal to us, don't you think?
Yeah, you do get a little jaded to it, but I never find myself like... I think for me, it's more because I'm a sports girly that I get like really, really starstruck with athletes. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my thing. But like, you know, you see someone, I think I saw one of the Jackson brothers at Albertsons one day and I was like, that's a big deal. Like, that's a really big deal. But it was more like, oh, I wonder what he's getting. Okay,
and like,
go about my
own
business.
What do you say to them if you see them? Like, can I get a picture? Or would you want to do that even?
It's crazy. We're getting some texts here. This one says Logan Thompson was at the Aces game. I saw that. Yeah. I was like, is he going to show up to Battle for Vegas? Because he was playing. I was like, you better be there. This one says Flavor Flav at Ben and Jerry's at the District. That's from Chloe. You're just getting ice cream. There's Flavor Flav.
That's so funny you say that. I heard Flavor Flav hangs out at South Point all the time.
Oh, yeah. I think that's kind of his part of town. He's in the southeast part of town, like the Green Valley kind of area. And so, yeah, he obviously must live in that area if that's where he hangs out.
His wife or one of his girlfriends, I don't know. But she lives in my apartment complex.
Does she really?
Yes, my lease manager's like, guess who I was just talking to? I was like, that's Flavor Flav's girl. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. They got separate apartments. They got separate places.
Do you get quiet around celebrities, or are you really talkative and do you like talk to them about whatever?
I just try not to overstep my boundaries. You know, that's like when we were hanging out with the Golden Knights and stuff, and we ran into Ryan Reeves, and he used to play for the Vegas Golden Knights. He doesn't anymore, but he's kind of a hometown hero. Everyone here loves him. And he recognized me and he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, how are you? And I just didn't want to like be too much in his business. He's like, good to see you. And I'm like, hey, we really miss you around here. He's like, oh, I miss Vegas. I love Vegas so much. And I'm like, so how old are your kids now? So it was just real small talk. And then I just left him alone. You know, I'm like, this guy doesn't need to be talking to me.
I get that.
Someone just texted, I ran into Aiden O'Connell shopping at Target. Yeah, he was playing in the game too. It was wild. So cool living in Las Vegas. Never want to like minimize how amazing
yes.
it is.
Absolutely.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It is Monday, July 14th. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are so happy to kick off the work week with you. A lot coming up on the show this morning. I have got to ask, did anyone go see the Backstreet Boys this weekend? Opening weekend at the Sphere. First pop group to have a residency at the Sphere. And Steph, I saw some of your stories. I saw you and James went. I got to ask, one, how was it? And two, I have a follow-up question because there's something about going that is giving me a panic attack.
Really?
Yeah. So how was it, first of all?
First of all, I'm still on a high from it, and it's been more than 24 hours. I mean, Mercedes, Julian, the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere is mind-blowing. It is something, a concert that I've never seen ever in my life. I didn't know what to expect, especially being at the Sphere and how they were going to incorporate their music and their performance and the visuals. But overall, 10 out of 10.
Whoa.
I'm like, my heart is in my stomach just thinking about the moment when they first came on stage and how they incorporated just the high-tech visuals and the interaction. Like, sometimes there's like, the seats will vibrate during songs. So not only are you seeing this incredible performance and hearing the amazing quality, you're also feeling the music, which is so insane.
Wait, are they vibrating based off the performance? Or you're talking about it's vibrating chairs?
They're vibrating seats. Vibrating seats.
It's like 40X at the movie theater.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like at one point, James was standing and he was singing during the songs. I'm like, babe, seriously, sit down. He goes, no, I want to stand. I'm like, no, sit down, feel the seats, because they're like bass moments, and it's not like people are jumping up and down from the vibration. It's literally they're incorporating the vibration of the seats into the performance.
So you're like, babe, sit down.
Come here, please, and experience this.
Okay, if anyone has seen a concert at the Sphere, Backstreet Boys or not, can you answer a question for me? I am really excited to go see them in concert. We bought our tickets when they went on sale. I cannot wait. But I am a little nervous. And when I was buying the ticket, someone told me, like, hey, the best place to sit is like on the 300 level. Like you're right kind of in the middle of it. Floor, you don't get to experience all the visuals. Way up high, you can barely see the band. Like 300 is prime. So that's where we bought our tickets. And I'll see people's views from the concert at that level. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going, as someone who is afraid of heights, I am going to freak out. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to feel like I'm losing my balance up there, especially with all the visuals. And did I just want to know if anyone else experienced that when they went to a show? Like, when I go to the Golden Knights games and we sit in the upper bowl, it happens to me where I feel like it's so steep of a look down that I'm like holding onto my chair the whole time because I get panicked. It's so odd.
I think, okay, so we did sit in the 300 sections on Saturday night. And I think what you're experiencing at the T-Mobile Arena is different because you're looking and focusing down versus when you're at the Sphere and in the 300 section, it is almost as if it's a 360 degree view. So you're not looking down and completely focused where you're like feeling dizzy. I think what you're going to experience in the 300 sections at the Sphere is a whole round, a literal sphere experience. So I think you'll be fine, Mercedes. But I say when you're looking around, like really focus and don't feel like you're overwhelmed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do I need Dramamine is my question.
You know what? Take Dramamine just in case before you go. Also, I was 3 tequila shots in.
Oh,
so
you're like, this is great.
I want to come back here every night.
Hey, Steph, school me real quick. So friend, someone that's never been, is it a hologram or it's like what you kind of mentioned? Is it a visual you see 360? Like what exactly are you seeing in front of you, to the left and right, et cetera, et cetera?
So it's not a hologram, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, if anyone's listening. It's really a screen. And it doesn't seem like it's a 3D view either. It's kind of flat. But when the sphere and the way it's shaped, it does feel like an experience that's coming at you, but not in a way where like, oh my God, I feel like I'm getting attacked and you're wearing 3D glasses. But
does that take away from the performance?
No. For me, honestly, in my opinion, it enhanced the Backstreet Boys' performance because they'll zoom in and you can see their choreography still. So, no.
Jelly, I'm jealous.
No, wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Tell me all about it when you get there.
Oh, yeah. I still have a couple weeks to go, so I still will live through your videos and everything else I'm seeing online. But very cool. Well, so much coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere. 7 o'clock. We have Beat Mercedes, and we've got a $550 diamond pendant up for grabs for you at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Your tickets to the advanced screening of the Fantastic Four, Four Steps at AMC Town Square. Details on that on the way, but coming up next, we have what's trending, a Cinderella moment, a surprise breakup, and one envelope that changed everything. Love Island USA just crowned its winners, but the real drama happened before the final vote. We have all of that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
It is official. Love Island USA ended its seventh season last night and crowned a winner after a summer of breakups and hookups and enough plot twist to rival a telenovela, I'm telling you. It's crazy. Yep. So spoiler alert, everyone. I am about to reveal the winner of last night's finale. So if you do not want to know, this is your warning. Turn your radio down for like 60 seconds, okay? You have been warned. I am about to announce who won.
The winners of Love Island USA 2025 are Amaya and Brian!
Amaya and Brian! They came in late, but they did leave on top. America voted them their favorite couple. Brian picked the winning envelope. So what they do is they give both of them the choice to pick an envelope. So they both get one at the end. And one has $0 in it, and one has $100,000 in it. And Brian, $100,000 one. Amaya got the $0 one. Mm. And he has the choice. Do you want to split it with Amaya Or do you want to keep it all? Was it really about being here for love, or was it about the money? And he split it with her, which was so cool. Yeah, it was really cool. These two, they really bonded over like their heritage. He really stood up for her on an episode where she was getting ganged up on a lot. And I was just really happy to see her. This is what she said after winning.
It's just a message to everyone out there who's misunderstood. Nobody should ever be tamed, and that there's always someone out there for you who's going to love you for you and appreciate all of your craziness or whoever you are. Don't ever settle for nobody.
I just felt like the season, it was, compared to other seasons, it was okay. There was a lot of drama, but the best part was all the Amaya lines.
I never said I was perfect.
She was the best.
I never said I didn't have any flaws.
She
was an amazing day. I'm back home and I'm here to stay. I'm standing on business today. Last time I checked, I got 10 toes, not one toe missing. So I'm going to stand on business on my 10 toes. You're contradicting yourself. And actually, I don't want to hear your voice no more.
She was our sensitive gangster. Yes. I loved Amaya so much.
Now, as a minority that doesn't watch the show, that'd be me, of course. Did you see this coming? Did you see these two winning it at the end of the day?
Well, I don't have the app to vote, so I did not vote. But if I did, I would have voted for them. That's who I love. Nicolandria, who, by the way, came in second place. They were the runners up. Hutta and Chris took third, which was so weird because they broke up in the finale, but they still came in third place.
So, like, I know, spoiler alert, but like, how did that go down?
They were not getting along for like the past few days, and there was an incident that happened. I know we're spoiling everything, but I do want to keep some things a surprise. But
okay,
they did get into a fight, and so they just kind of ended it, and they decided that they would be friends. Although, I'll be honest, Chris did not seem like he wanted to be friends with her.
Really?
Afterwards. Yeah. And then Iris and Pepe, they got fourth place.
Because I love the show, and I'm only on episode 25. I knew I wasn't going to make it to the finale by last night, and I knew that I was going to find out the winners. But where I'm at in the show, I'm really starting to love Amaya for who she is, because like she's always said during the show, she wears her heart on her sleeve. She's a sensitive gangster. Mm-hmm. And she really stands for who she is. And so to see that she won, I'm like, I can't wait to find out more on her journey on how her and Brian got together.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Cool. Yeah,
it was great. When they announced the winner, they also announced that there's going to be a big reunion special happening on August 25th. And yeah, so we have a lot to look forward to. But I'm here for the lines and probably the one of the most iconic.
I'm a mommy.
Mommy?
I'm a mom.
Mamacita.
No, I'm a mommy.
A mom of what? A dog?
I have a dog.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Monday. We're back at it this morning. So over the weekend was Battle for Vegas, Vegas Golden Knights, Las Vegas Raiders. We've been talking a little bit about it this morning. And a friend of mine had asked me a couple of weeks ago if I could get them a pair of tickets to it. And I was like, I always feel weird about asking for tickets. Like, ugh. I was like, but I knew that they really wanted to go. So I was like, let me see if I can grab you a pair. So I asked the people that put it on. I was like, hey, one of my friends really wants to go. Do you guys have like an extra pair of tickets that I could give to them? And they were really cool. They're like, oh yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure that we get them really good seats. Like, of course. So I was like, sweet. So I get, they transfer me these tickets. I get them. I look, they're really good seats. They're like right there behind the Golden Knights dugout. And so I gave them to them. They were like excited. They said, thank you, the whole thing. So then I'm scrolling on social media on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
And I see that they didn't even go. They went to a totally different event on Saturday night.
Oh.
It was during the same time? You're positive?
Positive.
Okay.
Positive. They didn't even go. And I'm like, what? Okay. No text. No, hey, our plans changed. Just a full ghost. And I don't know why, but it really got under my skin. I mean, I usually would just be like, blow it off or something. But for some reason, I got kind of sensitive to it, and I'm torn because part of me feels like it's not that big of a deal, right? But then the other part of me is like, no, that was actually rude. I like went to them and asked for the tickets, and I felt weird asking for them, mm-hmm. but I did it because you really wanted to go, and then they didn't even go. I was am I just being... Was that rude, or am I just being sensitive about it? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, it was definitely rude on their part. What is the value you estimate on those tickets?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
I don't know. $70, $60. I don't know.
Let me just write up an invoice for you.
Yeah.
Send to them.
Right.
What do you mean? I mean, I've done this.
I didn't pay for them, so how could I charge them for them?
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point. I guess what I'm saying is it was definitely rude because it's you went above and beyond, I feel, and they should have at least, you know, shared with you, you know, why they didn't attend this event. I mean, I've done this, like, I've gotten people into movie screenings that I used to host, and one time a friend of mine said, "Oh, can you give me two tickets?" Made that happen, and then he asked for four, and I actually said, "You know, Mondo, dude, just so you know, this kind of it's a little bit of a stretch, you know, so don't make me look bad. Please attend." He didn't attend. After that, just cut off all ties. You know, I just don't invite him to anything. I'm not saying you do that, but you are definitely in the right field the way that you do. How you handle it, that's, you know, maybe on your end.
That's where I don't know what to do, like, at this point, because I'm kind of hurt by it, but I also know that, you know, sometimes I can be overly dramatic. Do I have a right to be upset about this? And then when I see them or hear from them next, do I bring it up? I almost commented on their post, like, looks like fun for what they were actually doing. But then I'm like, no, now we're being passive aggressive. We don't want to go there. Like, two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I mean?
Look, I understand, Mercedes, because I've been there. When people ask you for tickets, immediately you're going out of your way. And that already takes time. The only thing that I say is, because I don't want you to assume that they didn't go. What if, I'm just saying, in a way where wherever that event was, they could have still went to the game. They could have still sat in their seats. What if they just went to both and you just didn't know it? We don't want to assume at this point.
I can with 100% certainty tell you that they did not go. Like, and the reason I know is because the events were at the exact same time.
Start time?
Start time.
What if they went late to the second event? What if they went late?
No.
I mean, if we want to look at the possibilities, I guess there's a 0.01% chance of that. But I really, really don't think
Let's
it's possible.
Let's just say they didn't go, right, Mercedes?
Yeah.
What if it's something where they were too scared to tell you? Like, hey, Mercedes.
Scared.
Yeah, like, oh my God, Mercedes went all this way. I got these tickets to this other event. I don't want to tell Mercedes that I can't go and she went out of her way. So maybe they went the passive route where they're like, we're just not going to tell her. Even though we're grateful for her, we're not going to tell her.
I think that the part that gets me is that I had other friends ask and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have any extra tickets. And I wish they would have just sent them back so I could have given them to someone else that had asked for the tickets. You know, I feel like I would have been fine. Like, I'm not mad that they had a better offer or whatever. It was just more like they just kind of went to waste and the seats sat empty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole scare thing is kind of strange. Well, to me, because, I mean, it's just like, I mean, we're all adults here. They could have just shared. They could have just said exactly what you said, Mercedes. They could have just said, hey, you know, we found this other event that we had to go to, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, it's really nothing more than a conversation. That's how I feel, right?
Yeah, we're getting some texts here. This one says, rude? Yes. Surprising? Not at all. I stopped giving people free tickets because of this exact thing. The entitlement is real. This one says, unless they had a family emergency, that's shady. At the very least, they should have told you that they weren't going. This one says, I actually had something similar happen with concert tickets I bought for a friend. She bailed and didn't even say thank you. That was the last time I played Ticketmaster Fairy.
Oh, Mercedes.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Give it a couple days. Let's just see what pans out. Or doesn't.
Like, you think they'll text you, Mercedes?
I don't think they will. I think it's just one of those things that's going to be like, you know, thou shalt not mention this ever again.
I can tell you this, the next event, they might text you.
Yeah, and I'm going to mysteriously not get that text, you know?
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
In a debut that DC Studios intends to kick off its new era, James Gunn's Superman opened with $122 million in the U.S. and Canada ticket sales over the weekend. Those were according to the studio estimates yesterday. The final domestic figures are going to be released today, but just a huge weekend. The roughly on target opening was the third largest of the year and the first DC title to surpass $100 million in its opening weekend since Wonder Woman in 2017. They also, Warner Brothers, they celebrated a unique hot streak. Superman is the fifth movie in a row to open over $45 million. So it seems like the movies are back. I know they kind of hit a slump right after COVID. A lot of people were staying home, streaming their stuff, but I feel like these big blockbusters are finally back.
I agree. But also big brands like Superman, that definitely doesn't hurt, right?
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Who saw it over the weekend? Anybody?
I saw it.
You did?
I saw it on Friday night. And because it's funny, Ramon's a huge movie buff, and he was telling me, he goes, Steph, I know your husband. He's going to love this movie. He like came into the studio. You showed me the trailer. I'm like, okay, Ramon, I'll check it out. So after watching the movie, I said, dude, that movie, it lived up to the hype.
Good.
And not only that, but I think the actress that plays Lois Lane and the
Rachel
way they...
Rachel Brosnahan.
Yes.
She's so good.
Oh my
God. I love
God.
Her.
She did so incredible. And the way that they wrote her in, she wasn't like, what were we talking about? Like arm candy,
right.
She was a character in herself. And she, I made her, after that movie, I loved her even more.
Now, Ramon, you saw it three times. Latest count?
Got better every time.
Wow. Why did you go see it three times? Which I do the same thing when I find a movie I love. I go see it multiple times. What made you want to see it three times?
Well, it was for better or worse. I was going to watch it three times regardless. It actually didn't start off as three times. I got special screening passes Monday. Those were free, so that wasn't planned. But Tuesday was the advanced screening from Amazon. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you were able to buy tickets early for that Tuesday.
What?
So that was planned, and Sunday was planned with the family. So it was at least two times.
Okay.
For better or worse.
So there's reasons behind that. Sometimes when you watch the same movie, I watch, I'm like you, Mercedes, where I watch something I really like more than once, and it's to catch every single nuance in the movie. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, just go back to see if there was anything that you may have missed the first time
and
catch up on all those little things.
Absolutely.
They have, I'm really excited. Like, this is an old movie, but it's my most favorite movie in the entire world. Someone sent it to me. You know the Beverly Theater here in town?
Yes.
I love that place. It's amazing. And they show all sorts of cool movies. And my friend sent me a screenshot and she's like, we have to go. And my favorite movie of all time is Dead Poets Society.
Oh my gosh.
And they are doing a screening of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Are you going?
We haven't bought tickets yet. It's, I think it's coming up this next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So I really want to go see it. I love that movie. And just speaking of seeing movies more than once, I probably seen that movie 50, 60, 70
really?
Times.
Like,
that's
like
how many times. I love that movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
What were they called? Remember? They were, oh my gosh, Robin Williams called them. There was a name for the crew, right? Am I thinking of the right movie here? Robin Williams.
The Dead Poets Society?
Yeah. But
they were called the Dead Poets Society.
No. But the students, no?
Elaborate. I'm missing it.
I don't know. I guess I
can recite some of the, come my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world, for my purpose holds beyond the sun. Like I can recite this stuff, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay,
also this morning. So Gen Z is struggling with basic financial skills, scoring just 38% on money knowledge tests and averaging $94,000 in personal debt. But instead of blaming themselves, a lot of people are blaming their parents and schools for not teaching them budgeting, credit, or investing early on. About 75% of Gen Zers say they wish they would have learned more about money growing up. And a lot of people feel overwhelmed by conflicting advice online. Experts say that the solution really does start at home with parents modeling and teaching real world financial skills.
I agree with you. They should teach more of that in school too, don't you think?
Well, yeah, that's what they're basically saying, that they didn't learn that in schools. But I saw a funny meme over the weekend where it was like, instead of teaching us financial literacy, I had to learn this stupid thing. And it was a picture of one of those recorders that we used to play in school. Like, why did they teach us the recorder instead of teaching us basic financial skills? Finally, this morning, it's Las Vegas. It's hot. And a lot of us are trying to keep our homes cool. And the secret to doing that could be yogurt. There's a researcher in the UK, and they have found that you can keep your home more than 6 degrees cooler by simply covering your windows in yogurt. Now, I guess the yogurt forms a thin film on the window itself and reflects some of the incoming solar radiation because of its light color. So less heat will pass through. And the scientists used just a supermarket brand of Greek yogurt that has a fat percentage of about 10%. And I'm assuming it was plain because, you know, you don't need strawberries or peaches or anything like that on your windows. But they say it can be applied from the outside, painted with a roller. If you're worried about the smell, don't be, because supposedly the yogurt smells for 30 seconds when drying, but as soon as it dries, the smell disappears. They didn't really say why they came up with this idea, how they came up with this idea, but just that they were looking for low-cost ways to keep things cool. And they say it's not messy and that you can keep it on for a while as long as it doesn't rain.
I mean, everything's worth a shot, but then how do you take it off? It's not messy to apply, but what about when you want, like, let's say you rent. You're right. I mean, what happens if you want to take it off?
I think you just go with a cloth and water and, you know, just kind of wipe it off like you would clean your windows on a regular day.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's what they say on the study. So they say it hasn't been known to attract insects or other pests. But some of these DIY things, it's like, who's the person that thought of it? Like, let's go with yogurt. Yogurt sounds good.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Kim. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Hi.
What's going on this morning?
We're just working. Oh, just working.
Let's make you a winner. You're caller 20. You get to play Beat Mercedes.
Woohoo!
$550 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, up for grabs. All you got to do is guess the song and the artist faster than I can. I feel like Mondays are the best chances. Coming off the weekend, I'm a little groggy, you know. And so, Kim, I'm going to wish you the best of luck on this one. I'm going to leave the studio right now and give you your shot. Good luck. I'll see you in a minute.
All right.
Bye, Mercedes. She leaves the studio. She goes outside her studio so she can't hear a thing. Kim, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, try to give us something, okay?
Got it.
Okay, Kim, the next sound you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead. What you got,
Kim? Humpty Dance.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Digital Underground.
Nice. Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in, okay?
Mertz,
come on in. All right, Kim, just off the weekend, what did you do this weekend?
Went to Brinehead this weekend. Had a great time.
Oh, nice. That's up in Utah, right?
Yeah, it is. Oh, yes, it was nice. A little bit cooler than here, so that was good.
Oh, nice. Well, welcome back. Just and Mercedes, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Okay, how do you feel?
Not great, honestly, but we're going to make it happen.
The show must go on, right?
Yes.
All right, Mercedes, the next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, got it.
Go ahead.
Digital Underground, The Humpty Dance.
Ooh, okay. You stopped the clock pretty quick for you, 1.7 seconds.
Okay.
And you're correct. The Humpty Dance, Digital Underground. Kim, she also got the song and artist correct. But she stopped the clock at 3.9 seconds.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Kim, I'm sorry. Congrats on getting it, though. That's a really good time. That I am so sorry that, oh, man, the only good news I have to deliver is it is now a $575 diamond pendant to give away from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. So, Kim, thank you. What a great effort. And that means my favorite part of them all is that we get to play the song, but it's not playing for some reason. Yeah. What's going on?
We're
going to
do that one instead, okay? Go ahead and play that.
Which one?
Next one. Next Element.
That?
Yep.
Oh, look at that. It works. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Julian had a little bit of a Vegas rookie moment over the weekend. Let's just say it involves the desert heat and some melted gummies. What happened?
Yeah, I'm learning things real quick. So I bought these gummies, right, at Costco and these vitamins, and I left them in the car. I left them in the car for maybe 40 minutes max in the trunk. And when I opened them up at my house, they're all clumped together, like literally one big blob. At first, I'm like, what is this? And then it came to me, yo, the thing melted together. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life.
Yeah, that's that is like a Vegas rookie mistake. And now you learned. You had to go through it. And I think we've all been through it. Someone shipped me a candle in the middle of the summer. Oh, and when I got it in the mail, the box was covered in wax. And I opened it and it was just a wick. Like the whole thing melted. It was just so crazy. So if you had to give like your Vegas wisdom advice to someone who just moved here, what would it be? 702-364-9400. You learn the hard way. So what are you going to do now with your Klumpo gummies?
Well, I put that in my stories on Instagram. I'm like, well, you know what? What I did is I cut it with a like a baker's knife, the container. And honestly, I put it in a, you know, I just put it on a plate. And
you just like made little like squares, like little cubes of gummies?
Or? I'm going to. And the people are like, oh my gosh, that's disgusting because they are saying the plastic gets in the gummies.
Oh.
But here's the thing, Mercedes. Yo, the plastic doesn't melt. It didn't melt. It smells fine. It looks fine. What's the big deal?
I think it did melt. You just didn't. It just because it's still in the shape, parts of it did probably melt into the gummies. But then again, it's like, I probably ingested so many plastics throughout my days that it probably doesn't matter. But is there something every local needs to know that no one ever tells you? 702-364-9400. I would say never leave anything edible in your car between May and October. I think that 5 minutes, it just becomes a solar oven in 5 minutes flat. So that would be my number one thing. And number two, I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
What state do you live in?
What do you mean?
What state are we living in right now?
Nevada.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Not, well, what do people say?
Nevada.
Oh,
don't ever call it Nevada. Don't
thank you.
Ever call it Nevada. You said Nevada. You passed the test. I feel like you just earned a local stripes.
Yes.
But if you call it Nevada, people here will know you're not from here.
Okay.
Yeah. Never call it Nevada.
That's good to know. Now, what about water bottles? Like, is water bottles leaving it in your car, you know, like a plastic water bottle on the side of your car 30 minutes? Do you feel like uneasy about that?
I feel like that's a bad thing. Like, and I've just seen studies that if you leave a water bottle in your car and it warms up, then again, you're ingesting all these toxins and stuff.
Yeah.
But again, how many do we ingest every day? Like, I haven't died yet. So what do you think?
I've been doing it all wrong. Okay.
What do you think, Steph?
I think for me, well, if you go on the strip, which is kind of rare for locals, but you've been doing a lot of getting to know the city a lot, is if you see a costume character or a showgirl, don't make eye contact because they're going to want to get a picture with you and you're going to want to get a picture with them, and they charge. And my friend was a victim of it. He was on the strip. He's like, oh my God, I got a picture with the showgirls. They charged him $100.
Okay, but what if you say, what if they take the picture and then you say, and then you realize that it costs money and you tell them, I never wanted to take the picture. You can't charge me.
I think they'll just, they'll hassle you.
They'll hassle you. They will hassle
you.
Yeah. It's just one of those like scam type. I don't want to say scam because I do think there are people trying to make a living with it, but sometimes they do try to scam you because they think you're a tourist.
So what if I just run away?
Just don't look at
it. Just don't test it. Just don't test it. There's no point in testing it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Let's talk to our buddy Corey. Corey, what is some Vegas wisdom for someone who just moved here?
Good morning, gang. Big heads up. Be smart. When you order Instacart, be home. You'd be surprised how many people I treat their houses and I come there. There's groceries. I've seen melted ice cream, gallons of milk bubbling and curdling.
Oh.
I mean, just be home.
That just sounds like irresponsibility to me. Who wouldn't want to be home after they just spent money on Instacart, right?
Maybe you think, yeah, it's cool enough outside. I just order a loaf of bread. It'll be fine. And right. Then all of a sudden some lizard goes and grabs your entire like haul. Let's talk to Brizzy. Brizzy, what is your Vegas wisdom for someone who just moved here?
Good morning. Good morning. My biggest amazing thing that I've come across growing up here in Las Vegas is it's great to put a bunch of water bottles in your freezer the night before and then put them in your car when you leave in the morning. It's great. You never know when you're going to be thirsty or if, heavens forbid, you have car problems. Or it's great for panhandlers. If they decline water, they don't really want anything. Don't give them money, for sure.
That is brilliant, Brizzy. I love that idea. I've never done that before. I'm literally going to do it tonight. Put some water bottles in the freezer. I love that idea. How long have you been doing that?
I am a stagehand. I've been doing it since high school. So like 20 plus years, don't tell anybody. it's just one of the things I've always known. Growing up, I was like, no, don't give panhandlers money. They're just going to spend money on things that are irresponsible for society. And I'm like, well, maybe they're just thirsty or hungry. And so we started doing it in high school to just give water bottles to panhandlers. But since it's so hot here in the desert, we freeze the water bottles. Mm. So they're always cold when you give them out.
Brilliant. I love that. Thanks, Brizzy. We're getting some texts here. This one says tint and seat covers for your car. This one says on the strip and on Fremont, don't ever take what they are trying to put in your hands. Just walk away. And this one, which I think is probably the best piece of advice I've ever heard as a local, please wear the deodorant with the aluminum for the summertime.
Ooh, yes. Hey, on the strip, do they still do the cards where they're slapping it?
Sexy ladies to you.
Yes. I remember when I was a kid and I came to visit, I was like, where am I, Mom?
I what are these playing cards that they're trying to give me with ladies on it? So there you go.
Thank you.
I love that. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time to play the Mega Minute. Can you conquer it? 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct, and you're going to win 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of the Fantastic Four First Steps at AMC Town Square IMAX on July 23rd. Who wants to check it out first and for free? Caller 20, you're going to take on the Mega Minute. Again, you've got a minute to answer these 10 questions correctly, and if you do, those advanced screening passes are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Rick. Good morning, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Good morning.
Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
I worked all weekend.
Oh, man. Is your day off? When's your day off?
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Okay, let's do it. Let's get you just a little closer to your weekend. Let's have you win the Mega Minute 4 reserve seats to our advanced screening of the Fantastic Four First Steps at AMC Town Square IMAX. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all correct and you win the passes. Are you ready?
Let's give it a shot. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, Rick, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the name of the superhero team made up of Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human
Torch?
Yes. What letter comes before R in the alphabet?
Q.
Yes. What do you call frozen water?
Ice.
Yes. What is the name of the toy cowgirl in Toy Story?
Cat.
What singer just released their 7th studio album this past Friday called Swag?
Pat.
What kind of animal is the mascot for Geico Insurance?
Gecko.
Yes. What boy band is currently doing their residency at the Sphere?
Backstreet Boys.
Yes, the internet abbreviation IRL stands for what?
In real life?
Yes. What month comes 4 months after July?
November?
Yes. What are the first three words of the U.S. Constitution?
We the People.
Yes. What singer, or what is the name of the toy cowgirl in Toy Story?
Jessie.
Yes. What singer just released their seventh studio album this past Friday called Swag?
Oh my God. So
Do you know it, Rick?
I don't.
Oh, that breaks my heart. It's Justin Bieber. He just came out with this new album. Rick, you killed it. You got through all of those. You had time to go back and get those two, and it was just that question that held you up. I'm so sorry. What a great job. That means caller 20, you're getting these tickets. This is just such a cool movie. It's going to be huge. The Fantastic Four, you want to see it. First in for free, we've got your four reserved seats to the advanced screening at AMC Town Square IMAX right now. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Are you guys the kind of people that are like, oh, Mondays? Or are you like, hey, it's Monday, a new week? Like, what's your attitude, your approach to Mondays?
We're going to go with the first one.
The ugh, Mondays. Same with you.
It depends on how much sleep I got the night before. Like, right now, I'm like, ooh, Mondays. But that's kind of rare for me.
For me, I get at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays, it happens. I start getting anxiety. I start stressing out about Monday. But once Monday comes, I try to give myself a pep talk. Like, hey, it's the start of a new week. You get to decide how this week is going to go. Well, a new study has found that Mondays will mess with us, even like if you don't go to work. The researchers tested people's hair, believe it or not, to see how much cortisol that they have been producing. And the ones who said Mondays are the most stressful day of the week had 23% more cortisol coursing through their veins. And too much of it can up your risk for things like heart disease and weight gain and so many other issues. And the crazy part of it is it was true for people who have already retired, even. They think it's just because we have ingrained this stress in us that it's just like Monday comes and it just sets something off where we think it's a negative thing. So you've spent most of your life stressing about school and then work and just the start of a new week. So it's really hard to kind of break that tradition.
Right. The retired aspect can't speak on, but I can imagine, you know, like on the weekend, you have a great weekend. And then Monday, just like you said, you were saying on Sunday, 3 o'clock, you know, for me, it's like, oh, just one more day would be amazing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's that type of feeling.
Yeah. It's 3 day weekends are the best. I wish we could just get rid of the Monday work week.
If anyone was
but
a
then we would hate Tuesdays.
Yeah,
know?
That's true. I was going to say, if anyone was a person, Huda is a Monday from
Love Island.
She is the worst.
Who's Tuesday?
Tuesday, I would say, is Ace.
Oh my gosh. Same brain.
I think Ace because he's like not horrible, but there are times where I'm like, come on, Ace, seriously.
Okay, Wednesdays?
Wednesday. I'm going to go with Iris.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Alandria.
Alandria.
I like midweek. It's good. Good
okay,
vibes.
Who's Friday?
Jeremiah.
No.
Jeremiah? He's
Amaya.
Not even there.
Amaya yes. Is Friday. Amaya is Friday.
I like that.
We've got a whole Love Island recap for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with What's Trending. Also this morning, a new study done by MIT has found that second-born children, particularly second-born sons, are the most likely to cause drama. An economist surveyed thousands of families in the U.S. and found that second-born children are not just the most difficult in their own family, but in society as well.
Well, I mean, I can't say. How about you? I mean, who's your second-born? Parent second-born?
I have a brother.
Ooh.
And yeah, he's the one. He's a great father. He and I just don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. I just found out that I have a new niece. that I did not know about.
What?
Yeah. My mom had mentioned to me a few months ago that his wife was pregnant. He never told any of us. And then I didn't even know she was born. Like, no. It's a whole thing. It made me sad. But I texted him and I was like, hey, I heard the baby came. Congratulations. And it was like, thanks. I was like, okay.
And he's the one that didn't wish you a happy birthday.
It's okay. It's okay. People get busy.
I'm just saying, there's a relationship there too.
It could be. Yeah. What about you guys? Are you an only child, Julian?
I'm an only child.
I don't know why I knew that. Are you?
Is it obvious? I mean, do I give signs?
Not in a negative way. I just kind of got that vibe from you. I just, you know, sometimes people give off the only child vibe.
And you never really talked about siblings.
Yeah.
So getting to know you, I was like, I don't think you talk about siblings. So I think you might be only child.
Fair.
Yeah.
Good point.
And you're. What number?
So for my mom, I am the third. For my dad, I am the first. But my second brother, I will tell you, we have a strained relationship too, kind of like you, Mercedes. We didn't talk for like 3 years. It was pretty bad. And to society, you can call him a rebel. You can call him definitely that.
So would you say this study is pretty accurate?
I mean, it sounds like it. It was done by MIT, so they know their stuff.
In our lives, it is.
Finally, this morning, Love Food has ranked America's fast food burger chains. And number one, it might surprise some. I think living here in Las Vegas, it didn't surprise me. The number one burger chain in the U.S., according to this survey, is...
In-N-Out?
Yes.
In-N-Out. Yeah. Yes.
California's iconic In-N-Out takes the crown thanks to the fresh, never frozen patties, the secret menu buzz. Steak and Shake came in number two. I've never had Steak and Shake before. Coming in at number three was, Tucker's Onion, Shack Burger. And they have Tucker's Onion Burger. I don't even know what that is. The rest of the best burgers include Habit Burger and Grill, Five Guys, 7th Street Burger, Fat Burger, Elevation Burger, and McDonald's. I will say, I have never been like the biggest fan of In-N-Out for so many years. And then recently I gave it another shot and now I love it. But you gave me some advice that was such a game changer and now has completely revamped my In-N-Out experience. The peppers.
Yes.
Tell everyone about that because I didn't know you could even do this. And once you told me about it, I tried it. And now I will not order a burger from In-N-Out without this.
If you love spicy and you love going to In-N-Out, or maybe you want to try it again, there are peppers that you can order at either when you're ordering or when you get your food. They'll just say, hey, can I get a side of peppers? And it's like small little banana peppers, right?
Those little yellow ones.
Oh, it changes I feel like it elevates the burger. And some people actually squeeze the juices of the pepper onto the burger, and oh my god, it's so good.
They're not hot though. They're sweet.
No, they're not sweet either. Okay.
They're a little spicy.
They're spicy.
Not horrible though.
I say try it. If you don't like In-N-Out or you love In-N-Out, I say regardless, try the peppers.
You know, I heard about it, but when I hear peppers, I'm like, oh, I'm thinking like hot and spicy. But now that you're selling me on it, I mean, like you really need to. You need a market for them, is what I'm thinking.
You get a double protein style, well done fries with an unsweetened tea and a side of peppers. That's Stephanie's order.
Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, Burger King is like, what about the flame broil?
Hey, what about Shake Shack? I'm just curious. I love Shake Shack. Did they make the top 10?
No, they did not. They did not. That's your go to?
Oh man, that's a great smash burger.
One that I've never had a Shake Shack before, but I would say that Five Guys, another one I haven't had, but I've heard people talk about. So maybe justice for Five Guys on this one.
Justice for Five Guys, French fries.
Oh,
French fries, yes.
With the spice.
I've never had the spice.
It makes the fries. It's like your peppers to the burger, y'all's peppers to the In-N-Out burger. This is what the spice is to the fries.
But you don't like spice, so you like the spice
but
on this.
But on fries, it's different. I can't explain to you why. I just don't know why. It just, it's amazing.
I'm hungry.
I know, let's do something. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Over the weekend, it was a battle for Vegas. Vegas Golden Knights, Las Vegas Raiders, charity softball game. So much money was raised for charity. And thank you to everyone who came out. We had a really good time. And So a couple of surprises in the night. I was just telling these guys here that Mark Davis showed up, which was a surprise, which was a really pleasant surprise. He is honestly such a nice guy. I love him. And I got to meet someone that I was really excited about. Have you ever met maybe not necessarily a hero, but someone that inspired you? So when the Vegas Golden Knights first came to Vegas, James Neal was my guy. He was one of the first players that I really kind of connected with. I just loved his energy. I loved the way he played. And that was the very first Golden Knights sweater jersey that I bought. The very first. I was like, I want a James Neal jersey. Well, he left after the first season. I was like, oh,
that's the worst. It's the worst effect.
I have that effect. If I buy your jersey, you usually get traded after that. And so I just warning you guys. But yeah. And so he was playing on the Vegas Golden Knights team on Saturday night. And I was like, should I tell him that his jersey was my first jersey? Or does he even care? And so he was standing right next to me and we were just kind of chit-chatting about something. And I go, I have to tell you, when you guys first came to town, your jersey was the first one that I bought. And he's like, oh my gosh, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome. I was really sad when you left, but I know it's a business and this and that. And he's like, I really miss living in Vegas. And I asked, do you still have a house here? He's like, no, but I could easily move here. I love it so much. The people are so great, fans like you. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it was just such a cool moment. And do you guys remember the first person that inspired you to want to wear their name on your back? Who was the first jersey that you purchased for any sport? 702-364-9400. And why did you buy it? I feel like there's always a story behind it. Sometimes it's not even about team pride, It's more about why you chose that specific player that gets you.
I will share with you, this is not direct correlation, but through my father. Do you know a basketball player back in the day, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Oh yeah, the Lakers icon. Yes. Yeah, of course.
You know your stuff, man. So my father used to tutor him at UCLA.
Oh my gosh.
And he used to tell me stories all the time. But I vaguely remember, him just tell me the stories about him tutoring Kareem. So that was the first jersey I got, really through my father.
That is probably worth some money these days. Not that you would ever sell it, but I feel like the memory and the fact that it is an icon, that's a great story.
He would always say how cool he was. He'd have to look all the way up because my dad was 5'4", and he'd be like, hi Kareem.
He tutor him in?
I want to say math or science.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't specifically say it's math or science, I believe.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. What was your first jersey inspiration? 702-364-9400. Is there a story behind it? Did you ever meet the person, get it signed? Who was it for you, Steph?
I remember I never owned a jersey in my life when I was in high school. It was in high school. And I remember telling my Thea, I was like, what kind of jerseys do you have, mija? I'm like, honestly, I don't have any. She goes, I know you love sports. Who's your favorite team? I'm like, the Chargers, of course. And that's when it was still the San Diego Chargers. Mm. She goes, you know what? One day I'm going to get you your first jersey. Ooh. So Christmas came along and she never really gives me gifts. She gave me a gift that year and I didn't expect it to be a jersey, but I kind of already knew. So I'm opening up my gift, and there it is. It's a navy blue San Diego Chargers jersey with the number 83 on it, Vincent Jackson.
Oh, dang. I wrote down
Seau. She was like, oh, I wanted Seau, but those are a little bit more pricey. So I got you a Jackson jersey. And unfortunately, Vincent Jackson, he passed away a couple years ago. But I was looking for that jersey everywhere. And I can't find it. So I think I lost it in the middle of a move between San Diego and Connecticut. But that was my first jersey ever. And I'm sad that I can't find it anymore.
He was wide receiver, huh?
Yeah.
Looking him up, yeah.
Iconic in the San Diego Chargers. And then forget it. It had San Diego on it. And then when they moved to LA, I'm like, man, this thing isn't even worth anything.
It's vintage. I think it's even better. I mean, LA Chargers, whatever. Ramon, I know you're a huge sports guy. I want to make a prediction on your first jersey, okay?
Go ahead.
I think it was a Lakers jersey.
Okay.
And I think it was Kobe.
The one, the only, the GOAT, the Black Mamba. Number 8, Kobe Bryant.
You have a number 8?
I have a number 8. I have one number 8, two 24s, and then I have his All-Star jersey when they were here in Vegas.
Oh,
when the All-Star
dang. Games were in
Vegas. Do you have
them?
MVP. Yeah, I have the number 8 yellow and the number 24 purple hung up in my room.
Wow.
You still, as an adult, as a father, have jerseys hanging up on the walls in your room?
Well, after he passed away, that's when I hung them up.
I love that. Cool, I can see Ramon's like looking at it and praying to it every night. Kobe, I love you, my Black Mamba.
I'm going to start doing
every
that.
Every day, every night.
On my walls, like James Neal, John Elway, Asia Wilson, Kate Martin. Like, it's going to be like filled with jerseys.
You have an office filled with stuff too, with like sports memorabilia.
Yeah, I have Derek Jeter's shoe.
What? Ooh.
I have his actual shoe. I told him in an interview that I had a shoe, and he thought that was so bizarre.
He was like, that's where it went. Mercedes Martinez in Vegas.
Well, okay. Oh my gosh. I love sports way too much. We're getting some texts here. My first jersey was a Brett Favre jersey. Loved him. This one says, Will Clark, the GOAT. Wow, that is really going back. I love that. I just bought a Shohei Ohtani jersey. I see those everywhere.
Dude, Ohtani's so cool.
He's amazing.
I mean, as much as I hate the Dodgers, Ohtani you can't hate.
You can't. Like, you can't be an Ohtani hater. It's a rule. It's in the MLB rules. I'm sorry. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Sounds like this weekend you had a little sneaker showdown moment and walked away a winner. What happened?
I really did. In the sneaker world, we do this thing called coin flips, right? And we'll negotiate a deal. So my deal was, for example, on a pair of shoes that was worth quite a bit of money, I'll trade you 3 pairs of shorts and $50, or maybe 4 pairs of shorts and $70. Does that make sense? So there's value on the shorts, but I'm just trying to get it at a better deal. You know?
Oh, so explain that again. So you trade 3 pairs of shorts for $50?
Like designer shorts plus $50. So for example, let's say each short, let's just say $50 or $60 each. How much is that? $150, $180 plus $50. That's a $230 investment on a shoe that's...
Oh, probably, for a shoe.
Right.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And in our world, I know I'm still paying money out, but if we win, it's a win if you get a shoe at a really good deal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right.
And so you won on something this weekend?
Right. Did a coin flip. I won the coin flip, heads or tails. I chose heads. So I got this shoe for, basically $50 because, these are shorts I'm not wearing. You know what I mean? It's like 3 pairs of shorts I'm not wearing.
Are they used shorts?
Yeah, once.
Oh, they sell used clothes?
They would never, Mercedes, they would never know.
Oh, wait, you're scamming them?
No, I'm not scamming them. I'm saying that they're worn once. He knows that. It's no big deal.
Oh, so he knows.
Yeah.
But still, like, does he sell them as new?
No.
Okay, because I was like, if I go and buy a pair of shorts and they're used, I'm going to be mad.
No, they mark it up probably to $80 or $90. But, for us, it's a win. Like, do you get what I'm saying? It's a win to get something at a great deal, especially when it's sneakers that's hard to get.
So it's still a win. Even though you didn't win it, you still paid for it. You still traded for it. There's just some sense of accomplishment that you get when you feel like at least you got a deal.
Yeah, like that feeling you get when you win a Labubu. You know what I mean? Because it sells out, right? And I know you still have to pay money for it, but you're getting a Labubu that's sold out and that other people can't get. You know that feeling.
Yeah, if you win something, you walk away like you just cashed a check from like The Price is Right. Something I actually won one that I just thought of. Like, what's the coolest thing you ever won? What was it? 702-364-9400. I remember back when people would carry business cards. Do you guys remember that?
Business cards, huh? Yeah.
Well,
yes.
People still do.
Some do. Yeah.
I would have my business card and I went into a tropical smoothie one day and they had a whole thing like win a gift card. And I was like, just put my business card in there. Literally 3 days later, I get a call and it said tropical smoothie on my call. It was a 702 number, but I was expecting a number for a call from one of my doctors on something. So I just thought it was the doctor's office. So I was like, hello. And it was this like teenager. It's like, with a cracky voice. Hey, this is Devin from Tropical Smoothie, and I just wanted to let you know that you just won a $50 Tropical Smoothie gift card. And I was like, what? I was so excited. You would have thought that I just won $100,000. I was like, no way. Oh, my God. And so I went there, and I was all excited to pick up my Tropical Smoothie gift card from Devin. It was so cute.
Can you do that impression again?
Hey, this is Devin. You just won a $50 gift card. He was so cute. And he was actually there, so I felt like I was meeting the celebrity Devin from Tropical Smoothie when I picked it up.
Isn't that the best feeling in the world to win something like $50 Tropical Smoothie to some place that you go to all the time?
I was so stoked. I could not even believe it. And you best believe I was back there 3 days later using that on a wrap and a smoothie. Victoria, what is the coolest thing that you have ever won? And does it beat my smoothie gift card?
I won a 12-piece luggage set and 2 weeks in Thailand.
Yes, it does beat my gift card.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Did that involve you attending any type of seminar?
No, I was in a TV game show in the UK.
What game show?
So it was called Blank If You Blank. And I had to match the squares and the answer to the celebrities.
Whoa.
What their answer was.
And you got a trip to Thailand. Now, when you went, what were the accommodations like? Was it like kind of, this is economy, or did they go like full on first class
full
everything?
First class. It took me 36 hours to get there, though. It was elephants in the backyard, monkeys. It was just amazing. And I was only 19 at the time.
Wow. Oh, you win. You win for sure, Victoria. That sounds fantastic. Let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, what is the coolest thing that you have ever won?
So a couple years ago, my husband had a Christmas party, and you could buy some raffle tickets to win some cool prizes. And we won a Golden Knights hockey stick signed by the entire team.
Whoa.
Wow. Nice. Where do you keep the stick now?
So we got a nice glass hockey stick case, and it's mounted in our bar room right now.
Did you, whenever I get any autograph merch, I always like go through to look at the signatures to see if I can tell like who signed it, if it's multiple people. Did you go through and look at every single player's signature?
Oh my gosh, yes. And it was the year before they won the Stanley Cup, so most of the players were still on the team when they won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. Will you ever get rid of it? Yeah. Do you think you'll ever sell it?
Oh, no, never.
No way. No way. That's a great one. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I want front row center tickets to see the Eagles in concert at the Tacoma Dome. In addition to that, I won $250 in camping equipment as well.
How does that correlate?
That's random,
but that's awesome. Kind of cool. Yeah. And then this one says, the coolest thing I ever won, tickets to Linkin Park with an autograph signing before the concert. Of course, I won this from Mix 94.1. Aww. I know who you are. I remember that one. That is super cool. Have you won anything?
I have never won anything that cool. I remember I was at a baby shower, and I was like 10 years old, and the girl that was having the baby was like, you're the one that picks the winner, and you'll say the name, and it was tickets to a Chargers game.
That's okay? Cool.
So I remember I was closing my eyes, I was looking for a name, I look at it, and there it was. My dad's name. My dad
no
won the
way.
Ticket to the Chargers game.
I hope you got to go with him.
Nope, he took my uncle.
Rude. So rude. All right, well, speaking of winning, it is time to win right now. Time to play Heads Up and Up for Grabs. I can't believe we're saying this in July, but seriously, December's going to be here before you know it. We have 4 tickets to Nevada Ballet's Nutcracker for Christmas in July at Nevada Ballet Theater through December 13th. This is, if you've never seen the Nutcracker before, they put on a fantastic production, and we've got 4 of your tickets right now. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you will win. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Allie, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Yeah, creepy. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing on this Monday morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are so good, and we are ready to play Heads Up. It's Christmas in July around here. And we have four tickets to Nevada Ballet Theater's Nutcracker. That's going to be happening in December at the Smith Center. Four tickets for you right now when you win. Heads up. Just pick a category for me, Allie. Do you want to go with Hey There, F is for Foodie, Baby Shark, O Canada, or On Point?
Let's do F is for Foodie.
F is for Foodie. National French Fry Day was yesterday. These are all foods that start with the letter F, okay?
Okay.
Foods that start with their F. You ready to do this? We just need to get six in 60 seconds.
Yes.
All right. Allie and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
Apples, oranges, pears are all types of what?
Fruit.
Yes. This is a cut of steak. It's like very tender. It's very small. Not a lot of flavor. Not a lot of fat in it. We can pass. This is on top of a cupcake. You have different flavors of what on top of a cupcake?
Fondant?
But it's similar to fondant. It's like it's smooth. It's more creamy. You put this on a cake. You put this all over a cake.
Frosting.
Yes. This is a breakfast food that you would put maple syrup on. It sounds like it. Yes. This is what you would get like at a Chinese restaurant, and it tells you inside that life will be good for you.
Fortune cookie.
Yes. This is a blank Alfredo.
Fettuccine?
Yes. This is what you would get at, oh my gosh. That was time. We really got stuck on frosting. And then the cut of steak was a filet mignon.
Oh my gosh, and I knew it.
I'm so sorry. Thank you, guys. No, Allie, you were awesome. It just, time was not on our side. And that means color 20 right now. You get these tickets, four of them, to Nevada Ballet Theater's production of The Nutcracker for Christmas in July, happening in December at the Smith Center. Caller 20 right now, you get the passes. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
New research out of the UK says 70% of parents are stressed out about their kids being glued to screens, and 71% admit they scroll too much too. So yes, they're worried, but from the comfort of their own phones. The study looked at families with kids age 11 to 17, found that nearly 70% feel like phones, packed schedules, TikTok rabbit holes, they're all messing with quality time. And some parents say their kids know more about influencers than they do about them, which is really scary. One suggestion from experts is take a trip. They say 69% think a vacation can kind of reset things. And that's, you know, their best advice. But I totally relate to this. I worry about the screen time. My kids are always on their phone scrolling, and, you know, and but I'm right there with them. Like, I can't deny it. I'm on my phone too.
But yours is for work. It's for work purposes. So there's a difference, right?
No? Says who? My phone is for work purposes?
Well, I mean,
what do I do on my phone with work? TikTok's not work.
This is show prep.
That's a great way to kind of make myself feel a little bit better, but definitely my Instagram posts and stuff are not show prep.
Do you think parents should have should they have a set limit on how much time their children should be on their phones?
Well, I think it depends on the parent, and it depends on the child. I don't think there's like one overreaching rule for everyone. You really, you know your kid best, but our rule at home is dinner time, no phones. No phones allowed at the table. Everyone has to put their phone either on the counter or it has to be put away. We're going to sit there. We're going to talk. That's one thing I'm really proud of. We always have our family dinner together talking, no phones. So I love that.
I like that.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Cool.
Awesome. This morning, be honest, not Facebook friends. Not the chat you have from your kid's old soccer team. Actual close friends. How many friends do you actually have? According to a new study, the average American has 3 to 5 close friends. 38% say they've got 5 or more, and 8% say they have 0. Ooh. Now, if you're in the last group, you know, consider this your sign to text someone, you know? Maybe you got to reach out. Maybe the phone works both ways is what I always say.
Just you saying that. How many would you say you have just off the top of your head?
Close
friends. Somebody you can call anytime, 3 a.m. in the morning, 3 p.m., whenever.
Honestly, I'd say maybe two.
Really?
Steph, you're one. Oh. Matt's the other.
Stop, Mercedes. No.
I have friends, but I don't have close friends. And I think that's my own doing. I think I do put up a bit of a wall just to protect myself because I've been burned before. So I, by default, I put up a wall. So I have friends, but as far as close friends that I could call at 3 a.m, yeah, two.
I respect that.
How about you?
But you know what? That's less drama as well.
This is very true. Thank you. Thank you for making me feel better.
Sure. So while you're saying this, seven names came to mind. So anyone that I can call at 3 a.m. in the morning and that knows everything about me. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the caveat. It's the fact that they don't live here. They're all around. They're all scattered around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you might meet some and make some.
I hope so.
You know, I'm sure it'll happen. You're definitely a personable person.
But here's the thing with making friends is that when it takes time to foster these relationships. And as you get older, do people have that type of time? Do you ever get in that? Do you see what I'm saying?
Because we're on our phones scrolling. So how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
All right. Finally, this morning, there's a new ranking of the most beloved regional accents. Think about all the accents in the United States only, okay? What is your favorite? The number one answer stems from Southern Louisiana, and it is the Cajun accent. They say the Cajun accent came in number one. 32% of people say they find it super charming. And Channing Tatum must have taken notes because that's how he voices Gambit in Deadpool and Wolverine. This is that, the sound of it.
The name is Remy Labo. But you can call me the Gambit. They call me the Gambit. Ooh, you nasty, mon petit, les bon temps relais, huh?
That's so
good. You know, we never had a Wolverine up in here.
He's mumbling a little French, kind of.
So, how you all? Also on the list, Long Island, Mississippi, Pacific Northwest. What does that even sound like? You just moved here from there. What does a Pacific Northwest accent even sound like? What is that?
No, I have no idea. I honestly never heard an accent at all.
As for the sexiest English speaking voices, the winners were a mix of Brits and surprises. Emma Watson, Sophia Bush, and Kate Bush made the top for women. Odd. For men, Theo James, Hugh Laurie, and John Goodman. I don't understand. You know the accent that I love and that I'm obsessed with right now? Oh my gosh.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
I'm obsessed. Whenever something goes wrong in my life, I literally will say that to myself. I'll just be like, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off a family of four. I literally say that to myself every single time bad goes wrong in my life.
What is this from?
This is on TikTok. Yeah. It's on Instagram. It's amazing.
They'll
show videos of something going horribly wrong, like a child falling down the stairs, and it'll be like, darling,
hold my hand. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
And there's a kid falling down
right
the
now,
stairs.
You can say, like,
it's become my anthem for when things go wrong in my life. Can you guys do it? Do you guys think you could do it? Here, let me do it again for you guys. Darling,
hold my hand. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off a family of four.
You are so good at that.
That was you?
That was me.
That wasn't the recorded commercial?
That was literally me. Sounded like the commercial.
No, kidding. Jolene, let's give it a shot. You want to
try it? Try it. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
Not bad!
Pretty good. Good job!
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Okay, Steph, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
Oh, we got it!
I'm dying. You guys are so good.
Now, anything time that throughout my day, if something just goes horribly wrong.
You have to do that. Ramon, I want to hear you give it a try. Can you do it? Come on,
this
Ramon.
This is going to be embarrassing.
This is going to be great. Are you ready? Here we go.
I guess.
Here we go.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday, and right now you can save 50 pounds per person. That's 200 pounds off for a family of four.
That's the best one.
That sounds Australian.
That's the best one.
Mate.
I don't know who that was. I think that was probably Gambit doing that one.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's Monday. You know what that means? It's time for Jerk or Justified. You send us your dilemma, and we'll tell you if you're being a jerk or if you are completely justified. And you can send us your issues on our website through the email. There's a link right there, mix941.fm. This email is from Anonymous. She writes, "Hi guys, I'm writing in for your Jerk or Justified segment because I need some honest opinions on something my friends and I are totally split on. I have a wedding to attend next month, and I recently found an outfit that I'm obsessed with. Over the past year, I've worked hard to lose weight and firm up, and this outfit makes me feel amazing. It's a white sport coat with matching white shorts. Super cute, fits me perfectly, and I genuinely feel confident in it. The problem is my girlfriends are telling me I absolutely cannot wear it. They're insisting that wearing white to a wedding is disrespectful to the bride, no matter what the outfit is. They're acting like it's some unbreakable rule, but I don't see the big deal. It's not a dress. It doesn't look bridal at all. And honestly, aren't a lot of these traditional wedding rules kind of outdated? I mean, really, how many brides are still clinging to the whole symbolism of being the only one in white? So if I show up to this wedding in my all-white outfit that makes me feel good and doesn't resemble a wedding gown in the slightest, am I a jerk? Or am I justified in wearing something that celebrates how far I've come and how good I feel? Curious to hear what others think. Thank you, Anonymous." 702-364-9400. Wearing white to a wedding. What do you think?
Anonymous, Anonymous, Anonymous. I'm going to say you are justified. Absolutely. Especially the fact that she went on to say that it made her feel confident. It fits her perfectly. I love the fact that it's a sport coat and it's white shorts. You know what I mean? So it's untraditional by that nature in itself. And I mean, guys, it's 2025. Come on. Calm down. It's fine.
See, I disagree. And I don't want to call you a jerk because I don't think you're trying to be a jerk. But first of all, congratulations on just your hard work. It sounds like you put a lot of work into it. And feeling good in your skin, honestly, I think a lot of women can relate. That's when you feel good, it makes you feel confident. Right. And that's no small feat. So that's really cool. That being said, I am going to be so real with you. Even though your outfit's not a dress, just the fact that it's all white, to me, it gives attention grabbing. At a wedding, you know? Weddings are one of those places where even looking like you are challenging the bride's spotlight, it just becomes a problem, even though that's not your intent. So I don't really think it's about whether the tradition is outdated or if it makes sense. It's about respecting that one day that someone else gets to be the main character in white. It doesn't mean your outfit isn't amazing. It just means that it's not really the time or the place for it, is my take.
Challenging. That is such a strong word. I think it depends on the relationship, right? Okay. So let's say, let's just assume that everyone that's invited to this woman's wedding is a friend of hers, right? They have a very close relationship. Right? Let's just assume that. Yes?
Well, I wouldn't invite anyone that I don't have a close relationship to my wedding.
Beautiful. Wouldn't you want those people to be at their best and feel their best and look their best? See where I'm going with this? In my mind, again, untraditional in how do you say it, uniform or out, you know, this white sport coat, white shorts, already right there kind of sets the tone. Hey, I feel comfortable wearing this. I would want, if I was in the other end, I would want everyone there to feel their best and look their best. I wouldn't feel bothered by it.
I think that she should respect her friend.
I think
and
she
just
is.
Know that it, how? By wearing white?
Well, I mean, she's
how
being
is her, that respecting?
Well, she feels comfortable being in her own skin. She's
but that's not respecting her. That's like, save the outfit. Save it for another occasion, like where you can be the star. Maybe like, when's your birthday? Maybe you have a birthday coming up. Wear it for that. Or a girls' night out dinner for the wedding. Maybe find a different version of that same outfit, just in a color. Like, maybe you could find the same cut and the same vibe. 702-364-9400. Sarah, jerk or justified? Good morning. What do you think?
I think she's a jerk for sure. She can pick a different outfit, or she can wear that in a different color. Like, the one event you shouldn't wear white to is someone else's wedding, regardless of how good you feel. It's not about you. It's about your friend. If you have to ask, should I wear this? It's probably no.
Does it depend the type of wedding it is? Maybe it's like super casual and everyone there has that relationship and that, you know, that that comfortability with each other. Then could you see maybe why it might be okay?
Honestly, no. I feel like wearing white to someone else's wedding is just extremely tacky. Oh. I feel like it gives, like, pick me vibes.
Yes. Pick me. 100%.
And I couldn't. If that was my friend trying to wear that and, like, I wasn't the bride, I would talk her out of it.
Yeah, save the outfit, though. Like, wear it for a day that you can be the star and shine. Let's talk to David. Hey, David, good morning. What do you think, jerk or justified?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle. What she should do is probably call the bride, let her know what she's done to work out and get into this outfit, tell her it's white, and see what the bride thinks. If the bride thinks it's okay, then why not?
Yeah, I just would hate to put the bride in that decision, because then she feels like a jerk if she says, no, I don't want you to wear white. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's a good way to try to make sure you're not crossing any lines. But then the poor bride is going to feel terrible. Like, oh, my friend feels good in this outfit, but I'm telling her, no, you can't wear it. Bunch of texts here. This one says she should do her best to respect the bride and groom, even if she thinks traditions are outdated. This one says it's her friend... or buy it, but don't wear it to the wedding. Your friend's wedding isn't about you. Since it's white, why not dye it? Let's talk to Latina. Latina, good morning. What do you think, jerk or justified?
Hi, this is all jerk to me. I'm so sorry. You need to read the room. The friends are already letting you know that this is inappropriate. It's not about your day. It's about the bride. Like you were saying, save it for another day and wear something else.
Yeah, like so many of these outfits, they come in like multiple colors. Maybe, you know, maybe you could find a pink one or a green one or a blue one. Jessica, good morning. Jerk or justified, what do you think?
Good morning, justified. I know I usually agree with you, Mercedes, but on this one, I don't. You talk about things coming in other colors. Those dresses for brides are coming in other colors. They're added colors to the white dress. Let's go back to the 2025 thing where everybody, like, white represents purity. Like, is the bride, you know, wearing that for that reason, or is it just, you know...
Yeah, but it's her day, though. Like, shouldn't the bride shouldn't have to make the concessions, right? Don't you think?
I don't think the bride's making the concessions. She doesn't even know.
Oh, I thought you were saying have the bride wear a different color dress. I was like, what the heck?
No.
Oh, my
sorry.
God, no. But I mean, I know what you're saying. I know some people think it's dated. Kellyanne, wrap this up for us. Good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Like I said, I don't want to go as far as jerk, but she's wrong. Also, one of your previous callers said call the bride and put it on her. That's super unfair as well.
Oh.
The bride should be the focus of the day, and she shouldn't have to deal with that. We just dealt with my daughter's having a big event, and one of her friends has a new boyfriend who reached out to my daughter and go, hey, am I not invited?
Oh, no. That's awkward. Yeah. Okay.
So the bride mentioned that she wants to show off her new figure. That's great, but it's not her day to show off.
Yeah, you'll have your day. Do it on your birthday.
What about this? What if it's a creamy white, like a cream white, like an off-white? Would that make a difference?
Not to me, but I mean...
you know what I mean?
I just like, feel like that's a well-known thing. Like, just don't go there.
Don't even wear white earrings. Don't wear white nails. Don't wear white anything.
Maybe white socks. That's about all you can get away with, right? It's mixed 94.1.